This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 290 people were killed and almost 500 injured in a bomb blast that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. It's the first major attack on the Indian Ocean islands since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. Colombo resident Mangala Karun Aratne says nobody expected renewed violence in Sri Lanka.
During the 30 years of civil war, we had lots of explosions in Colombo. We are used to our airport getting blown up and the central banks, things like that. But it's been a 10 years of peace, and we got used to that.
Police in Sri Lanka said on Monday the investigation will examine reports that the intelligence community failed to detect or warn of possible suicide attacks before the violence. Authorities believe the bombings were carried out by seven suicide bombers. 41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko in a landslide victory. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
The national exit poll showed Zelensky had won 73% of the vote, with Poroshenko winning just 25%. He has few detailed policies and will take over the leadership of a country at war with Russia. Poroshenko, who was hoping for a second five-year term, tried to cast himself as a bulwark against Russian aggression. Fed up with corruption, voters in Ukraine are hungry for change. Zelensky has pledged to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. Reuters News is reporting the United States is expected to announce on Monday that all buyers of Iranian oil will have to end their imports shortly or face sanctions. In November, the U.S. reimposed sanctions on exports of Iranian oil after President Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear accord. This is VOA News.